what happens with the family dynamics when the golden child wakes up. It's rare, but if and when it does, the fallout is huge. A lot of people think that the golden child never wakes up, they're locked into the family system forever, or that they're destined to become a narcissist themselves, and this just simply isn't true. The reason it's so rare is because the golden child's entire identity is built around being the good one, the one that can do no wrong. They're deeply enmeshed in the parent-family illusion. And facing the truth means facing that their entire role and their sense of self was built on a lie. That's literally terrifying. And unlike the scapegoat, the golden child absolutely can benefit from the system. Endless praise. Their bills are paid. Tuition is covered. They're bailed out of virtually everything. Yes, it's to keep them manipulated, but the stakes are very high for them if they leave. So most don't, even if they see the dysfunction, which a lot of them do, but they end up turning a blind eye, just like the enabling parent and the flying monkeys in the romantic relationship, because speaking up is just too dangerous. But sometimes something does crack the illusion just enough that they can't turn a blind eye any longer. It will be different for each golden child, but here are some examples. This one's probably the least likely just because they've been watching the scapegoat be abused their entire life. But sometimes they see the scapegoat collapse under the weight of that abuse and they finally see the cruelty instead of defending it. Maybe they have their own kids and one of them does not fit the illusion for narcissistic granny and their kid becomes the scapegoat. And just like that, the parent comes out of their trance. They realize they can't see their own child treated this way. The contrast is shocking. Getting into a more likely scenario, maybe the parent finally turns on them or does something so outrageous that the golden child just can't ignore it. Maybe it's something that happens in public, or it just might be a moment that they fail to hold up the image and they realize, I'm not safe in this family. Here's the most likely scenario for them to wake up. Someone outside the family sees and calls out the dysfunction. It's usually the spouse. I've done a full video on this. It's its own fresh kind of hell. So what happens when the golden child has been pushed out of denial into awareness? Well, now you've become a threat to the narcissistic family. And just like the romantic relationship, the narcissistic parent and the family will work very hard to try to suck the golden child back into the system. It will start with emotional manipulation, guilt trips, push-pull. And if that doesn't work, triangulation and the flying monkeys are recruited. From there, gaslighting, character assassination and smear campaigns, or hoovering and future faking. And if none of that works, it can get scary. Surveillance, obsession, threats, and even stalking. Because for the narcissist, protecting the lie and avoiding exposure and accountability is more important to them than protecting their own child. And more often than not, the golden child does end up getting sucked back in because they just can't handle the stress and pressure of that escalation ladder. But if you do stand your ground, congratulations, you will be demoted or promoted, depending on how you want to look at it, to our side of the fence. You're the new family scapegoat. Welcome. It's probably a little weird for you to finally see and get to speak the truth and be your true authentic self. But I want to ask you, if you're the golden child and you did wake up, what happened? Did you become the scapegoat? Did you cut ties and find peace? Let me know in the comments. Your story might be exactly what someone else needs to hear today.